Hello and welcome to Dink's Real Pit Barbecue. You're listening to the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3, streaming online, bartlesvilleradio.com, and to your mobile device on the free-to-download Bartlesville Radio app, also streaming worldwide on kwontv.com. Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport joins us as the Bruins are getting set for their Week 2 battle against Collinsville coming up Friday night at 7 o'clock. Coach, first off, let's talk a little bit about last week. Claremore 40-28 loss. Zebras added a touchdown final couple minutes to make that one a two-score ball game. Certainly, it was a tale of two halves. I know you and I have talked a little bit earlier this week, but you guys get down 26-0 at halftime, and you rally all the way back to get within 33-28, and you have the football with 4 minutes remaining. You scored 28 of the first 35 points of the third and fourth quarters, and obviously, you'd rather win the first one, no question, but there's got to be some positive things you feel like you can work on off those final 24 minutes.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it was an interesting ball game. Hats off to Claremore and that group. Coach Hurt, they do a good job. And, you know, defensively early on, I thought we played decent defensively. And long drive to start the game and settle with the field goal there, which is a pretty good start. And defensively, they did a good job, you know, put us in some binds, and one thing led to another, and it's 26-0 at half. Halftime speech was pretty basic. Just, you know, do your thing. Reminded them who they were. The kids were, you know, a little bit shell-shocked, and that's not who they are. You know, they've done a good job since January of just preparing and making the right decisions moment by moment and just focusing on the play that they're in, and each play has a life of itself, and let's see what happens if we just continue to do our thing. And things worked out, you know. It was a interesting ball game. At 6 minutes and 46 seconds of the third quarter, it's 26-0 and we score, and at 6 minutes and 46 seconds of the fourth quarter, it's 33-28. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good turnaround right there. Proud of the way that our kids responded. Pretty neat deal. It's a great lesson for us.
So. And you know, what do you think the difference was? Do you think it was just a matter of a different mindset? You know, that first game, obviously, a lot of things could be running through their head, whether that be previous performances in scrimmages or nerves or anything like that. What do you think the difference was between the first 24 and the last 24?
You know, there's tons of things that go into something like that. The truth of the matter is you know, we were focused on the wrong things. I think maybe the kids were focused on a scoreboard or focused on Claremore and instead of focusing on just doing their very, very best in that moment. And I think in the second half, kids were getting lined up correct, getting into great stances and keeping their eyes where they're supposed to be and playing as hard as they could during that play. And it kind of snowballed in our direction. And I'm not a big fan of, you know, momentum swings. I guess you could say that was a momentum swing, but it was more about us just doing our part. And that was it, man. It was, again, the halftime speech and everything at halftime was very, you know, calm. And just reminded them what to do, and they went and done it. I was really proud to see those guys go and choose the right way to do things. And so it went well. Second half, it's something to build on. And it's a lesson for our guys, you know. We need to be able to focus on what we need to get done from the beginning, not just the beginning of the game, but throughout the week, making sure we're doing our part each day. So,
talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport here on the Berlin Football Coaches Show. Airs from 6 until 7 o'clock every single Wednesday evening from Dink's Real Pit Barbecue right off Frank Phillips Boulevard here in Bartlesville. Feel free to come on down and join us. Of course, you can listen live here on K1 and watch it as well on kwontv.com. Berlin's coming off a 40-28 loss against Claremore. You mentioned momentum and not being a huge momentum guy. I will say that it kind of just felt different from the moment that Caden Davis took that interception to the house versus when it did before, because you didn't have a whole lot going right, especially offensively. I think you'd only had one first down previous to that, and that really kind of seemed to not only give your team a shot in the arm, but the offense as well. The offense from that interception going forward was a heck of a lot different from where it was from the interception previous in the ballgame. It just kind of seemed like once you got one thing to go right, that opened up the floodgates for you a little bit.
I would take a step back and just tell you that the offensive series before that, Ben was very settled. His eyes were correct and was handing off to Lakin. And if you remember, I mean, those first few carries were pretty dynamic of the first drive of the second half. We moved the ball down there into their territory pretty quick and then had one bad snap.
Yeah.
And my thought was, okay, here's an opportunity for us to, you know, respond in this situation because we had to punt. We had some stuff going there for a bit, had to punt. And, Caden Davis, great job on that post and broke on it, picked it off, and, man, a lot of fun to watch him with the ball in his hand.
He
done a good job. And very next series, held those guys. They punted, and, Caleb Perry is another dynamic kid. Has a 48-yard punt return there and got the ball to Seth Long real quick, some playmakers, and quickly 14 points. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to watch the kids respond the right way, and the crowd kind of got into it. Mm-hmm. It was fun to see those guys kind of settle in.
Speaking of which, I thought the crowd was very good. It was mostly full on a really I know that you and I tried to spin it a little bit last Wednesday, but it was pretty miserable. There was no wind to speak of. In fact, when you guys shot off the fireworks after touchdowns or when the guys came out on the field, the smoke would just sit on top of the field because there was no breeze whatsoever. It was high humidity. Temperatures were in the mid to upper 90s that day. And I was really impressed with the way the community came out. It was mostly full. United Way had a great kickoff there at the very beginning of halftime. And it was a really entertaining ballgame. I know, obviously, we would have liked it to turn out the other way. But if you stayed for the full 48 minutes, as I just mentioned, it was worth the price of admission, no question. I know that Jay and I had a lot of fun calling it. It was a really good football game to watch.
Yeah, I was proud of the way the community came out. Claremore traveled well, and great environment. Atmosphere was good, and I was glad to see, a good ball game. And, it is what it is. You know, the first game of the year, it's going to be warm. There's nothing you can do about that. I will tell you that throughout the course of the game, I felt like our kids were in good shape, comparatively speaking. And we only had a couple kids go down with cramps. And I know in the third quarter that there was a few more kids on the other side that went down with cramps. Yeah. And it was noticeable,
too, when you watched the game. There was a few stoppages, and it was not for anyone wearing navy blue.
Yeah. We try to take advantage of some of those things when those guys were coming off the field. So definitely helped us,
And in the grand scheme of things, I know we've talked about this as well, but certainly non-district game doesn't have any determination on whether you guys make the playoffs or not. First game of the season, you may look back on this when we're sitting here in Dinks in late October and talk about how maybe that first half was a little bit of a gift for you. That could obviously
doubt.
That helps you grab everyone's attention. If you didn't have it before, certainly you had it in the second half, and it appeared that. And the other thing that, on top of that, that I really noticed as well is Trey did a great job with you at halftime and just kind of asked you for your thoughts. And everything that you had said in that little halftime interview that we had pretty much came to fruition. It was almost like you were looking in your crystal ball. They kind of responded the exact way that you asked them to when you talked to us during that little kind of pre-third quarter check-in, and I thought that was impressive as well, that they seemed to – you talked about how it wasn't a big, yelling halftime speech or anything, but it seemed that they really took it to heart.
Well, it's a testament to our kids. I've been here for, 18 months now and trying to get to know these guys and build a deep relationship with lots of these guys, and I knew what the answer was, whether or not they believed me and trusted me enough to go and do their part. Was a mystery there. I felt like they would come out and do it. My expectations are very high of our kids, and when they're doing what they're supposed to do, we're not a bad football team. It's a lot of fun to watch. And that's funny because you see a crystal ball. There was an assistant coach on the sideline that said, "Hey, are you like a wizard or something?"
Yeah.
it's not that. It's just I pay attention to our kids and try to get to know them and try to fill out what makes them tick, and I knew early on kind of where they were at and tried to reel them back in. really excited that they chose to do that. I mean, that was a choice that they made, and extremely proud of that. I will tell you that I talked to Coach Hurt on Monday night, and as much of a gift as that was for us, and I know that it was because we got a glimpse of how we can respond, he felt like it would be the very best thing for them as well to jump out like that and a team come back on them, and they had to fight at the end of it. So it was a good game. That's what you want in a non-district game. Of course, you'd like to win the game, and we're disappointed that we didn't get the win, but we're moving forward. But to learn the lessons that you can learn through that, I mean, there's a lot of situational things that happened in the first game that I was able to look at and go, yes, we're headed in the right direction. I mean, when was the last time in the first game of the season you seen an onside kick that somebody got? I mean, it just doesn't happen very often, and it's something that, you know, Coach Holmes and the special teams guys have worked on very hard, and I had the opportunity to go do it and went and done it, responded. So lots of good stuff.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us here during the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Airs live 6 to 7 o'clock every single Wednesday evening right here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Also, you can watch it. It's working this week. Had some internet troubles a week ago, but this week we're up and running. No problems if you'd like to see Coach Sport at KWONTV.com. Hopefully we don't get any of that dinks barbecue sauces on our face as we talk about the Bruins and the Collinsville Cardinals upcoming, and also kind of recap Bartlesville's opening game loss against Claremore this past Friday. Coach, the first half, let's talk about that before we talk about a lot of the really good things in the second half. A lot of your things were, you know, seemingly from the outside looking in, you guys kind of shooting yourself in the foot a little bit. You had some trouble snapping the football at times. You had a couple penalties, extend drives. Claremore executed a couple, you know, third down and longs. I thought that kept them on the field for a couple extended drives as well. And just your overall thoughts on kind of the X's and O's, things that maybe didn't go right for you in the first half.
Yeah, the you know, from a defensive standpoint, there were a couple third down and longs, and we had 10 guys doing the right thing and one guy not fit correct, and the Murdoch kid can move a little bit, and number 14 is a big, long, lanky guy, and if he got an opportunity, caught the ball, done a good job there. You know, the first opening drive, we got the ball and ran a little stutter route, and Shane done a good job and was open, hits him in the fingers, hands, you know, and the ball disappeared just for a split second right before it got to him. Number 14 is a big, tall kid.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe if he catches that, it's a little different ball game there because it's off to the races. And a couple bad snaps by the offense at times when we had an opportunity to, you know, move the chains, which is tough. There was a couple penalties there that extended drives, and that first drive was like a 6 or 7 minute drive.
Six
by
minutes,
then.
39 and, seconds, I believe.
Yeah, we had a couple of chances to get off the field. I really liked the stand at the end there, and with it being as warm as it was out there, I was excited that we did get off the field with just a field goal. I can't say enough about Shane on that first drive. I mean, he outside zone to his side, tackled that, and then that reverse back to the field. He's the backside corner that cleans it up on the sideline away, and lots of good stuff. You know, we have a couple of guys defensively that are young that's their first varsity game action right there. Maybe they fit wrong on a play or two in the first half, the extended drives. And the same way on the offensive side. You know, we dropped a couple balls that went right through the hands of, you know, a couple receivers, and one step here, one step there, and that's all it takes in football. You know, it's a game of inches. And still, though, to be in the game late after all that, we were excited about that.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport here on his weekly radio show, 6 until 7 o'clock from Dink's Pit, Dink's Real Pit Barbecue here off Frank Phillips Boulevard here in Bartlesville. Bruins taking on the Collinsville Cardinals in what should be a much nicer weather evening Friday night out at Custer Stadium. You mentioned that the bad snaps, and you talked about how when they came, it just happened to come at kind of odd times. It never seemed to be a first and 10. It was always a second and 2 or third and 4 or something like that when those things tended to strike. I thought Ben, for the most part, did a good job doing, I'm sure, what you guys preach, which is just kind of falling on the football and not letting that thing. You guys, it did end up losing one that was no fault of his. But I thought he did a good job kind of scrambling to go and get it. Obviously, you'd rather not put it on the turf, but I thought that you had a number of them and you only lost one, which I thought wasn't bad all in all.
You know, it's such a strange deal. I mean, we work on that so much, and the center, it's nonstop, you know, every day. And a couple of those got away, and it kind of snowballed on us. Maybe it's a mental thing.
That's what I was about to ask.
And I think he went through like 7 towels just trying to keep his hands dry and everything dry on a hot, humid night or whatever. And, so proud of Ben, staying poised through all that. And kept his eyes where they're supposed to be, and eventually, you know, things started working out for us. We didn't change the game plan. We didn't, you know, run different plays. We, you know, simplified a few things at halftime and just said, hey, let's just stick to these couple of things. And the kids responded, you know. Effort-wise, they played hard, you know, just here and there, a few things, and it can get away from you, especially when you're playing a team that has as quality as a team as the Zebras, man.
Sure.
I think they're ranked 3rd in 5A now, and they got a test this week with Sepulpa, which they're excited about. And it'll be interesting to see how, you know, game one and the lessons that we both learned from that and how we get to, you know, go throughout the season and what that turns into for us.
Now let's talk about a lot of the things that went right in the second half. I thought that Ben was, for the most part, tremendous. He threw that one interception at a bad spot, obviously. But aside from that, he did a great job. Put the ball on the money a couple times when I thought that Claremore was in pretty good coverage against tonight's Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Shane Simpson, our intern here at the radio station, by the way, he's going to be our player profile a little bit later on in the program. So keep it tuned here. He'll be the one talking with Coach Sport and I. Hopefully he's a little bit more awake than he is when he saunters into the studio at about 7:25. Sometimes I think he's not quite used to waking up that early, so excited to get an evening version of Shane Simpson here during the coach's show. But I thought Ben put a couple really good passes right on the money to him. The one where he found Caleb was one where he was scrambling and put that one just really perfectly on kind of a play that looked like it was almost improvised there at the tail end of it. But I thought that he really made a lot of high-quality throws in the second half of that ballgame, especially. He had a couple overthrows the first half where maybe he was a little keyed up, and I can remember him doing that a bit when Bartlesville played Collinsville a year ago. So I think that might be something that, you know, he just kind of overcomes as the season gets a little bit more normal. But I thought that he did a great job.
He did. He did a great job. He put a lot of those balls exactly where, you know, he needed them to be. And even a few of those balls were only we were going to be able to catch them. That one to Caleb, I saw the pictures of that, and it doesn't look like Caleb's going to get to it, and he does. And it's an incredible catch for a touchdown. And Shane caught 4 passes. I know it probably said 3, but that fly stuff that we run with him is a – that's a forward pass, you know, and 4 catches for 121.
Pitch, yeah.
And Shane also had a 65-yard kickoff return, you know, a big kickoff return early. And just he puts a lot of pressure on people. You know, number 4 plays as hard as he can play on every play. It's a lot of fun to watch him. And Ben, 7 of 15 on the night, 3 touchdowns, one pick, and about 150 yards or so passing. On a night where, you know, he only completed 7 balls. But we scored, got that onside kick, and the very next play threw one up to Shane and off to the races again. And he was having fun. He felt like we were going to go press those guys and come back and win the game. And when he threw that pick, my first thought was that 2003 LSU-OU game where Jason Wright throws the pick, Heisman Trophy winner to Marcus Spears, and just the situation was very similar, you know, and Spears stepped into the end zone, won the game for LSU.
Right.
They done a good job. I mean, it was a great call by them, and that was the only guy that could have gotten in front of that pass. So,
right.
Yeah.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Spore here in his weekly radio show, 6 until 7 o'clock every Wednesday from Dink's Real Pit Barbecue. Right off Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville, Bruins getting set for a Week 2 matchup against Collinsville. We'll have Shane Simpson, our Wasmiller Insurance player profile, coming up here in just a second. Don't forget you can watch us as well at KWONTV.com. And, of course, you can watch the ball game Friday night if you're out of town or have some friends or family members who would like to take in the Bruins on a Friday evening by watching them. Don't forget, you can go to that. It's our new kind of thing there. Worked well on Friday. Thought that the Bartlesville Sports Media team and Trey Stump did a great job running it. Once again, that's KWONTV.com. You mentioned the onside kick, and I wanted to touch on that too. Boy, could you have had a better onside kick than that? It seems hard to believe. I mean, that thing bounced perfectly, and the minute it took that, I guess, hop, which I think is designed, you could tell it was going to be a 50-50 ball at best for anybody. I don't believe you guys had lined up correct like it was an onside kick. You lined up properly, and so did Claremore.
So is that accurate? We have what we call an assault team that will line up in an onside kick formation, and we wanted to make it look as close to normal as possible and kind of sneak that one in there. The kicks are very similar, but yeah, it was a good kick, man. Can't ask for a better kick than that. Tate Hopkins and
just walked in the door, by the way.
Yeah, speak of the guy.
Ears are burning,
But he popped it up and, got down there and attacked that thing and got it in attack mode and went and scored. I thought special teams was something that was really good the other night. Coach Holmes is taking a lot of pride in that. And, you think about kickoff return-wise, Shane had a 65-yarder and Seth Long had a 35-yarder, and you put that punt return that Perry had in there, 48-yard. You know, that's big time.
And they were all huge plays.
Yeah,
at the time,
Dylan McCoy, he was 4-for-4 on extra points. And I know late in the ball game, about the 6:50 mark or so of the fourth, it's fourth and medium. And our normal rugby punt was what we were going to do. And we have a tag that we can tag to it. And it allows, you know, Tatum to take a peek, and if he thinks he can go get it, he can go get it. And I thought, you know what, I trust this guy, and he'll make a good decision. And I think he made a good decision.
Yeah.
Didn't get the first down, but if we had to do it again, I'd give him that same tag, give the option to go look and see if he can get that thing. And he's really proud of him, you know, just stepping up and doing that. And defense done a good job right after that, and continue to press with the special teams. Man, it was a big deal. I thought we might have got. We almost had one at the end, you know. After we score, there was a penalty on them, so we got to move up and kick it. We tried to bloop that thing up and let it just drop in that hole, and there was a big space, and that thing hit well inside and just took a hard right.
That was
right out of bounds.
Yeah.
We almost got on that thing too, man. That would have been, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we talked about that on the broadcast. I can remember thinking after the ball went out of bounds, and we talked about the fact that that would be a penalty, and of course there was kind of a weird sequence there where they ended up calling a penalty on Claremore and marking that off. But I remember saying to Jay at the time, I don't know how that ball got out of bounds. It took almost a 90-degree right turn. I mean,
yep.
I know, and that's kind of how that breaks, and of course that's kind of the goal of it, is you don't know where that oblong thing is going to bounce. So when you stick it in there, you've got a chance to take a Bruin bounce or a Claremore bounce. That one took a Zebra bounce. Unfortunately, it went right out of bounds.
They lined up in their hands team and had everybody tight and had one guy in the middle and compressed the field a little bit. And we have some guys that are fast in that spot. Thought we might be able to run that thing down. And even if we didn't and they jump on it, it's, you know, 10-yard line type deal. And, yeah, that ball bounces funny sometimes. And took a hard right, bounced out of bounds. And, yeah, tough deal right there, man.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Spore with us on the Bruin Football Coaches Show, live from Dink's Real Pit Barbecue. We'll talk with our Wasmiller Insurance player profile, Shane Simpson, here in just a moment as we're kind of previewing the Bruins and the Collinsville Cardinals here in just a moment. Bartlesville, a 40-28 loss to Claremore. Bruins came back from a 26-point deficit, couldn't quite get over the hump on Friday night at Custer Stadium, but still was a heck of a ball game. Paxton Bradford came up with the onside recovery. I thought that was obviously a huge play. You mentioned the special teams, and I'll just kind of recap it again. He had an onside kick recovery. Dylan McCoy's point after attempts, I thought, looked a little bit stronger than they did a year ago. You know, he's kind of a small fella, mm-hmm. and he's a soccer player too, of course. And last year, he was money, but it always seemed to kind of loop over that goalpost. This year, it had some loft to it. He looked like a field goal kicker this year. I don't know that he always did a year ago. You had that really good Shane Simpson kick return that got you inside the Collinsville red zone, or the Claremore red zone, excuse me. You guys did end up turning the ball over, I believe, on maybe that was the snap, that time that you guys lost one of the low snaps. And then you had a Caleb Perry punt return, and he had another one, too, that was brought back because of a hold that had gotten him inside the 15 as well. And that was something that we enjoyed watching last year. As a sophomore, he kind of excelled at that, and it was nice to see him break off a couple good ones in his junior debut as a Bruin.
Yeah, what a heck of a player. I mean, that touchdown catch he had was one of the more dynamic catches I've seen in a long time, and high-pointed that thing. And, yeah, special teams is something that is near and dear to my heart. I've done that for 6 years, and we take a lot of pride in it. And Coach Holmes has, stepped into that role and has really grown in that role, and it's become important to our kids. And we put a lot of emphasis on it. And I felt like we won special teams the other night. We feel like if we win two out of three phases of the game, we've got a great chance to win the game, and we always want to be the winners of the special team. So thought we'd done that, and always room for improvement. But what a first start, and looking for more guys to step forward. There are some guys on the special teams units that are not guys that you're seeing in the newspaper from time to time.
Sure.
These are guys that are working hard in the weight room and doing everything they can to get on the field, and maybe behind a guy like Tayton Hopkins on defense, but can step forward. I mean, Max Munoz is a kid that's like right on the verge of breaking a starting lineup in one of the offensive defensive spots, and he's on the field a lot special teams wise, and they started pooch kicking to us, and that's a lot of pressure for a kid to go catch that thing time after time, and Max was doing that for us. And Cam Conley is a kid that I wanted to mention tonight. Just he was not our starting rock linebacker. We had an injury early. Noah Yazzie, who was playing very well defensively, went down, and Cam stepped into that role and done an incredible job of, just being prepared, and also plays a lot of special teams and does a good job for us, man. It's all hands on deck. I was really excited to see a lot of those guys, step up.
Talking with Jason Sport, Bartlesville head football coach, ahead of the Bruins and the Collinsville Cardinals Friday night, a 7 o'clock kickoff from Custer Stadium, second straight home game to begin 2019, broadcasted right here on K1. We'll have our Wassmiller Insurance player profile, Shane Simpson, here in just a moment. Before we get into that, we haven't talked a ton about the defense. I thought the defense, at the only time you guys really broke down was those last couple drives at the end of the second quarter, and I felt like some of that might have been the byproduct of time of possession. You guys had only had that one offensive first down. They looked a little bit more refreshed in the second half, and they held together quite a bit better. Your thoughts on the defense, because they really, except for those two drives in a row there right at the tail end, kind of middle part of the second quarter, they were really dynamite.
It's Coach Douth is doing a good job with those guys. Coach Rutherford, the linebackers, and Coach England and Coach Winters, those guys are pressing those guys hard, And we don't do a ton of things. We just want to do what we do very well. And, they done a good job in the first half. It comes down defensively to one guy from time to time. If one guy breaks down, then it can be a mess, And most of those plays, it was just one guy fitting wrong. And when you say time of possession, I'll just tell you that we won't use any excuses, but I will tell you that as a time of possession becomes an issue, your body and your brain begin to are more susceptible, I guess, to distraction. Maybe it's the heat, maybe it's the scoreboard, maybe it's the crowd, maybe it's the guy across from you. Instead of focusing on you and what you need to do, sometimes you tend to lose focus a little bit. And there was a couple times where they lost focus. Maybe communication broke down at some point, and it spills over and things get away from you. They've got a couple of really good football players, and they put them in good positions and put a lot of pressure on you. So
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show every Wednesday 6 until 7 o'clock right here on K1. We'll take our first break of the program. We will have our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Our own K1 intern Shane Simpson going to come down and join us. We'll talk a little bit about him and his senior campaign, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Bartlesville and Collinsville coming up here in just a bit. You're listening to the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show live on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, BartlesvilleRadio.com, on the Bartlesville Radio app, and streaming live on KWONTV.com.
Sometimes in life, everything seems the same. It's kind of lame. Same drive-through, same menu, same taste, same pizza box with a different name. Gotta make a move, head towards the light. Dink's Pit Barbecue, a hickory wood fire burns bright. There's that aroma on Frank's Boulevard, no time to waste. Tender and moist meats and that succulent sauce, oh, what a beautiful taste. Life's good now. Took a stand, ate at Dink's Pit Barbecue, and life is grand.
There is a cold front trying to move on in as we look into our Thursday late afternoon, early evening time period. This will deliver some thunderstorms. It could actually be a strong, isolated, severe. Wind would be the main threat. A little bit of hail. A couple of thunderstorms could dump an inch or inch and a half of rain in a fairly short period of time. They should be tracking to the southeast the way things are shaping up. Some of the bigger thunderstorms could be around Wichita and then dropping south toward Oklahoma City. But there's enough of a concern that we'll probably have a few strong, isolated, severe storms as we go through the early evening hours. Once we get through the early evening hours for our Thursday night, the storm system will pretty much weaken as the upper-level disturbance that's making these thunderstorms moves off to the east in Iowa. And we'll just have a weak front then sitting across the air. But it will make a difference in temperatures. Meantime, overnight, look for lows of 72. I'll be near 90 as we look into our Thursday. Thursday night, cooler, down to 67 across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. And cooler again as we look into Friday with a mix of clouds and sun. High temperatures in the afternoon from 82 to 85. I don't think too many people complain about that. A little warmer with sunshine returning with a few clouds in upper 80s near 90 Saturday, low 90s Sunday, and low to mid 90s for much of next week as we have a lot of summer weather. Another cold front, though, should come in sometime around Thursday of next week. Tulsa State Fair starts that day, by the way, and that could have severe weather and sharply cooler weather potentially for that following weekend. The Bob Mills Weather Center. I'm News on 6 Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
One family has been selling vehicles in Oklahoma for 90 years. Dunge's Family of Autos. We're Oklahoma's oldest Toyota dealer, and we've been selling Fords and Lincolns here in Bartlesville even longer. Trade with us and you'll have a low-pressure, enjoyable time buying a car, truck, or SUV. And every new vehicle comes with our complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. When it comes to Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, you have a choice. Dunge'sChoice.com.
It's time for Bartlesville High Football 2019, and the Bruins play on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3. Listen to Bartlesville football every Friday this fall, thanks to Randy Bloom, your local Edward Jones agent, the Dunge's Family of Autos, Sutterfield Financial Group, Patriot Chevrolet Buick, American Heritage Bank, and Dr. Heath Potter, Dentist DDS. Snap, play action fake, Winters lobs it deep over the middle for Simpson, caught, 10, 5, touchdown, Bartlesville, first play after the onside recovery, 45. Bruin football plays on K1 thanks to Brian Kennedy Insurance, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ferris Heating and Air, and Westminster Presbyterian Church. The Collinsville Cardinals next visit Custer Stadium Friday night, 7 o'clock kick, 6:30 pregame on K1.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Rolls out right side, throws on the run. Interception picked off by Bartlesville. Over the middle, Caden Davis has a return. Near side, breaks a tackle to the 30. Open field, 25-20. One man to beat at the 10. Five touchdown, Bartlesville. Caden Davis, a 6-6 touchdown. Welcome back to the Bruin Football Coaches Show here live from Dink's Real Pit Barbecue off Frank Phillips Boulevard here in Bartlesville every Wednesday evening, 6 until 7 o'clock. We talk with Coach Sport and one player as well. And our Wassmiller Insurance player profile this evening is Bartlesville senior wide receiver and defensive back Shane Simpson. Shane, a young man who I've gotten to know a little bit better last couple, 3 weeks as he's been interning up at the radio station. Shane, A, B, C, D, F, great as me as a boss. What do you think? Oh, hold on 1 second. I got to turn you on. That's my bad. Go ahead. Now you can talk.
I'll give you an A.
A so far?
Because you put up with my sleepiness in the morning.
Yeah, I know. Shane, so if you're not aware, Bartlesville Radio, we've been fortunate enough to kind of partner with Leslie Sexton and the Counseling Center there with the kind of college counseling group at the high school to have an intern each of the last 3 years. Two of the 3 years we've had a football player, had John Cone, I guess that would have been 2017, Calvin Johnson in 2018, who was a Bartlesville baseball player. And of course, he's playing baseball at Ottawa up there in Kansas. And now we've got Shane here in 2019. So Shane actually Monday through Thursday is on the 7:30 sports here on K1. That's probably the biggest sports cast that we do. Shane comes on and talks, and we have a little conversation about whatever. And it depends on how awake he is, how much of a response I get, depending. But anyway, we've enjoyed having him at the station. He's up there for a couple hours, 4 days a week, and happy to have him here on the Bartlesville Coaches Show as our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Shane, senior campaign, came back out for football last year after you did not play as a sophomore. You were actually one of a rare breed who played a little bit as a freshman. I can remember you returning a couple kicks as a freshman. Pleased that you came back out. How has everything gone? Let's just take it back to your junior year campaign, you coming out for the team. You pleased with that decision? How do you think it's been?
So I got pretty excited coming back junior year. Started to smell the grass again and get ready for football. I did take sophomore year off, which I regret a lot, but I'm really glad to be back. And especially starting senior year, I'm really looking forward to being with my friends. And that's the biggest part, is I just miss being with my friends. So.
And then you are a wide receiver and defensive back. Mostly, I think people probably know you as a wide receiver during the Bartlesville football promo we ran in that last break. You heard Shane take one 45 yards to the house. You're not the biggest guy in the world, obviously. I think 5'8", is that right?
Yes.
And then that's, you know, that would be probably undersized for a, you know, 3'4" wide receiver. But you play a little bit at the outside spot, too, in Class 6A, and you obviously hold your own. You're a leading wide receiver last year for Bartlesville. You come out of the gate and obviously have the most yards and catches in week number one. Talk about what it's like being a wide receiver in 6A, being about 4 inches shorter than most of the other ones.
You know, I really just got to give credit to Coach Mack, our receivers coach. He's probably the best coach I've ever had with technique and everything he does. He teaches me a lot more than just run your route, catch a ball, be physical. He teaches me a lot of technique, a lot of football knowledge. That's really helped me out a lot. Being undersized, it's really helped me knowing like a lot of things that he's taught me to use in game in every scenario that there is. So it's really been awesome having him by my side to walk me through this journey. So it's nice being undersized to have that extra skill set to me.
Yeah, because some people can just fall back on being 6'4", you know, and I can remember, you know, a few guys. Jalen Oliver last year, he caught a couple kind of jump balls, and he was just a, you know, he had long arms and he was tall. Obviously, you know Jalen really well from playing basketball with him your whole career as well. And, you know, a guy like A.J. Archambault was another guy who was, you know, 6'4 guy. And then Shane is right up there as far as numbers and everything else as you know, the last 5-6 years of Bruin football wide receivers, and I've just been super impressed with the way that you're able to do that with your stature as well. And like I said, it's not like you're just running slants all day long. You're running goes, and Ben puts them right there on the money for you, too. I thought that he did a great job, and you guys obviously hooked up a couple times on Friday.
Ben's doing a great job. He's really trusting me with my decisions on some of the routes I run, and he's always listening, and we're always communicating on what is the best that we should do, and he's putting them right there for me to make a play every time. So it's been awesome to see the progress he's made, and he's doing a great job. He's gained a lot of football knowledge working with Coach Moon, who's awesome, and it's nice. I trust him, he trusts me, so it's a great thing having people. When we trust each other, we can really make some things happen.
Talking with Shane Simpson, our Wasmiller Insurance player profile, and of course Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport here on our Bruin Football Coaches Show every single Wednesday evening, 6 till 7 o'clock here at Dink's Famous Pit Barbecue. Shane, off the field a little bit, let's talk about you. I know you're a Texas Longhorns fan. What do you do in your free time? Tell us what Shane's hobbies are.
So if I'm not with Lakin or Elise, I'm usually just playing video games or watching TV with my dad. But most of the time, I'm always with Lakin. So we're always playing Xbox or doing something fun. So
what's your game of choice between you two right now?
So we always play a game called Rainbow Six Siege. It's super fun. Lakin's terrible at it, but I have to carry him all the time. But it's fun when, like, he dies and I'm still alive. I can kind of make fun of him a little bit. But,
so it's like a single-player shooting game, right?
So it's like there's two teams of five, and you play online against, like, other real players.
All right.
And so there's, like, an objective, like, save the hostage or something. You go in a house and, like, save the hostage and stuff. But Lakin always dies. Lakin is terrible at the game. But it's fun. It's super fun.
Coach Sport, are you going to play any Rainbow Six Siege after we get out of here with the kids when you get home?
I don't think so.
Yeah. No. You mentioned TV. Favorite TV show right now? What are you binging through?
So I watch a few shows. I watch 13 Reasons Why, of course, but my all-time favorite show is That 70s Show.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. We had a lot of SpongeBob last year. Are you a SpongeBob guy?
No, not really.
I think that we had 10 coaches shows. I think probably three or four kids mentioned SpongeBob as their favorite TV show.
I
was proud of, honestly.
I've never really watched cartoons. I like That 70s Show. Well, like I like Family Guy and stuff like that, so I don't watch much TV except for like football and stuff.
But. Favorite movie?
Probably Unbroken.
Okay.
It's a great story.
Talking with Shane Simpson, Wasmiller Insurance player profile. Shane, plans for when you're done with this whole thing in May?
I don't know yet. I'm kind of just waiting to see if I get an opportunity to play somewhere and just kind of taking it day by day on every opportunity I can get. So I'm not really sure on what I want to do, but I'm just kind of looking for any opportunity to do something.
And then Collinsville Friday night, obviously a chance to kind of extend those third and fourth quarters from this past Friday and get on the board with a victory. You kind of inverse what you all did last year. You beat Claremore, lost to Collinsville. This year you've got them first two games, lost to Claremore. So you have a chance to get one back. You had a 14-point lead there a year ago, and obviously we'll talk about the Cardinals a bit more in a second. But you and I were talking, I think, today at the station. He had mentioned it's kind of all internal for you, and I know that probably makes Coach Sport happy. He's preaching what I'm sure he preaches every single day at practice. You talked about how you just need to kind of take care of yourselves. Tell me what you're telling me today.
It is truly all about us. So if I came out slow against Claremore, personally, we came out slow as an offense. So if we can get hooked up early and on the defensive side of the ball, the defense was playing great in the first quarter. And then if they have to be on the field so much, it's hard to win a game when defense has taken 40, 50 snaps in the first half. So if we do what we got to do and take care of our jobs for each and every individual on the team, we should do pretty good.
That's our Wasmiller Insurance player profile, Shane Simpson. And you can hear Shane coming up here in just about 13 hours here on K1. Shane, we appreciate it. Thanks so much, sir.
No problem.
Shane Simpson, our player profile this evening during the Jason Sports Show every Wednesday night, 6 till 7 o'clock here on K1 from Dink's Pit Barbecue. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk some Collinsville Cardinal action. Cardinals, historically one of the best teams in Class 5A. We'll talk with Coach Sport about that and get you set for Friday night's battle. You're listening to coverage of Bartlesville football on K1.
Sometimes in life, everything seems the same. It's kind of lame. Same drive-through, same menu, same taste, same pizza box with a different name. Gotta make a move, head towards the light. Dink's Pit Barbecue, a hickory wood fire burns bright. There's that aroma on Frank's Boulevard, no time to waste. Tender and moist meats and that succulent sauce, oh, what a beautiful taste. Life's good now. Took a stand, ate at Dink's Pit Barbecue, and life is grand.
KWON, AM 1400 and FM 93.3 is your home for sports in Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas. K1 brings you season-long coverage of Bartlesville Bruins football, basketball, and baseball. We're also your home for Oklahoma State University football and basketball. K1 brings you Dallas Cowboy football and the St. Louis Cardinals all summer long.
We're also home to Legion Baseball with the Dungeness Ford Indians. Your sports source is K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
One Family has been selling vehicles in Oklahoma for 90 years. Dungeness Family of Autos. We're Oklahoma's oldest Toyota dealer, and we've been selling Fords and Lincolns here in Bartlesville even longer. Trade with us and you'll have a low-pressure, enjoyable time buying a car, truck, or SUV. And every new vehicle comes with our complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. When it comes to Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, you have a choice. DungeonsChoice.com.
There is a cold front trying to move on in as we look into our Thursday late afternoon, early evening time period. This will deliver some thunderstorms that could actually be strong, isolated, severe. Wind would be the main threat. A little bit of hail. A couple of thunderstorms could dump an inch or inch and a half of rain in a fairly short period of time. They should be tracking to the southeast the way things are shaping up. Some of the bigger thunderstorms could be around Wichita and then dropping south toward Oklahoma City. But there's enough of a concern that we'll probably have a few strong, isolated, severe storms as we go through the early evening hours. Once we get through the early evening hours for our Thursday night, the storm system will pretty much weaken as the upper-level disturbance that's making these thunderstorms moves off to the east in Iowa. And we'll just have a weak front then sitting across the air. But it will make a difference in temperatures. Meantime, overnight, look for lows of 72. I'll be near 90 as we look into our Thursday. Thursday night, cooler, down to 67 across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. And cooler again as we look into Friday with a mix of clouds and sun. High temperatures in the afternoon from 82 to 85. I don't think too many people complain about that. A little warmer with sunshine returning with a few clouds in upper 80s near 90 Saturday, low 90s Sunday, and low to mid 90s for much of next week as we have a lot of summer weather. Another cold front, though, should come in sometime around Thursday of next week. Tulsa State Fair starts that day, by the way, and that could have severe weather and sharply cooler weather potentially for that following weekend. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
How many times this week have you asked, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the Weatherline Forecast Service, 918-336-2900, and find out. You'll get the forecast, plus the time or temperature from the studios of News Talk 1400 K1. Weatherline Forecast Service brought to you by Oklahoma Wesleyan University and by the Stump Funeral Home and Crematory. We update the Weatherline as the forecast changes, so you're always up to date. So put the numbers in your phone and call 918-336-2900.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
There's an onside kick attempt. Bounces at the 50. Ball's loose. Bartlesville's got it. Recovered by the Bruins at the Claremore 45. Boy, that'll inject some adrenaline into your bloodstream there. It was Paxton Bradford, the Bartlesville backup quarterback. He battled
Welcome back to Dink's Famous Pit Barbecue, right off Frank Phillips Boulevard here in Bartlesville. Final 8 minutes or so of the program. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with you here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, BartlesvilleRadio.com. And, of course, the free downloadable Bartlesville Radio app. You can always watch us on KWONTV.com. Coach, you've got the Collinsville Cardinals visiting Custer Stadium. I think that was a great non-district pickup for you all a couple of years ago. As far as scheduling goes, Collinsville, historically one of the best programs in 5A. They have made the playoffs, or won 8 games or more, I should say, in 5 of the last 6 years. And they missed the playoffs, I believe it was in 2017, but that was the only year. You guys were up 14-0 on them a season ago. And that was a nip-and-tuck ball game the entire time because of the lead you guys had. Now, they ended up coming back and kind of nipping you at the end just by less than one score. And then all they did after that was reel off 12 straight wins. They went 14-0 and lost in the 5A semifinals. They did lose some people off that team, but still, this is a program that historically has had a ton of success, coached by Kevin Jones, who's been there for a long time.
Yeah, they're an incredible program. Coach Jones does such a good job. Excited to have those guys coming up and seeing us here at our place. It's nice to, you know, game plan a team that is sound. They play sound football on offense and defense. they are replacing some guys, but, you know, I would say they're reloading. I mean, those they're always going to have hard-nosed, tough linemen, and I think Coach Jones coaches their, you know, their H-back, that fullback position, and those guys are always going to be running hard downhill and putting a lot of pressure on you, strain on you. And the quarterback they got does a great job with, you know, they put so much pressure on you in run game situations that whenever he does, you know, boot off of that or decides to pass, that generally speaking, the coverage that you're running is put under strain, you know, because of the run fit stuff. And they have a good 1-2 punch with all that stuff. And defensively, you know, you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. They're going to fit correct, and they're gonna be there, and it's going to be a fun night for us and another great measuring stick of where we're at. So, yeah, excited about Collinsville coming up, man. They were really good last year.
No kidding.
Really, really good. And they got a kid that went to Oklahoma State. I think he's banged up right now. But, yeah, Coach Jones, man, does a great job. Super excited to have a quality opponent coming up. And, yeah, it was a great non-district pickup, and that's one that we want to do again. We want to keep right. that thing rolling, you know. So,
yeah, those Boomer brothers who have both graduated. Seth graduated 2 years ago, I believe. He was actually the quarterback at the tail end of last season for Tulsa, and he was involved in a QB battle. He's not their current starter, but he's someone that's obviously right there. He started several games for Tulsa as a freshman. And then Grayson Boomer is his brother, who was kind of a cowboy back, fullback, tight end, kind of hybrid type of player who you guys played against last year. More of a blocking guy in their offense. I remember he dropped a fourth down touchdown. It was a rainy, kind of miserable evening last year in Collinsville, if my memory serves me correctly.
Rain. There was a little rain.
And that was the only time he got the ball thrown to him, and he dropped like a fourth down and two out pattern where he was wide open, and I remember thinking, hopefully he doesn't do that in Stillwater, but I was pleased that he did it in Collinsville that Friday. But that was, you know, when you look back on that, I can remember talking to Coach Blankenship about this a bit toward the tail end of last year. That was a very good result for you all. You just didn't really know it that much at the time. I don't think that people knew how good Collinsville was going to be. And you guys scored more points against them than they pretty much gave up the entire regular season. And that was Ben's first game as a starter a year ago. Noah Sunday had started that first game last year, and Ben had gotten his first career start at Collinsville. So he's kind of made the loop now of a full season. So kind of some memories to look back on. The Cardinals did lose some people, as you mentioned. They lost their quarterback. They've lost a couple of their other running backs. But Braden Bird is the kind of main back. Tailback yeah. for them. I know he plays some linebacker. He's going to be big on both sides of the football, and that's a name we'll probably hear quite a bit. Aside from him, there are a lot of new faces, but certainly he's someone who carried a large load for them a year ago, and we'll see. I think he's number 22 on Friday night.
He is. He's back, and he's a heck of a football player. Those guys are hard-nosed, tough kids, man. I mean, that's the Collinsville football player for you. I think Isaac House and Zach Robbins are two guys up front that are back for him that – can't say enough about their offensive line. Very physical, tough kids, mean kids, you know, that'll they don't stop their feet, you know, and you've got to bring it every single play if you're going to be there with them. And a good coached football team, you know, it's always fun to see those guys. You know exactly what they're going to do. And a year ago, we knew what they were going to do. We just had to line up and try to stop it. And defensively, we didn't get the job done, you know. And so we'll see, man. Good stuff. And a lot of fun.
Obviously gives you a chance to kind of right the ship a little bit. I mentioned that to Shane, but if you could get the win, obviously you can look at this thing quite a bit differently. Next Wednesday when we're at Dinks versus how it feels now, you feel like maybe you could put six solid quarters together and get the ball rolling a little bit in the right direction. Certainly got another non-district game at Del City following, but certainly a lot of opportunities ahead of you, and the most recent one, or the next one I should say, is going to be Collinsville on Friday night. Anything in particular you'd like to see from your team?
You know, the biggest improvement, generally speaking, is from week one to week two in high school football. And the biggest thing that we're looking to do is just play every play like it has a life of itself. I keep saying the same things over and over, and it's the truth. We want to do that time and time again. I don't care what the result is. We want to win the ball game. Don't get me wrong. We want to win the football game. what we want to see more than anything is this: our kids doing what they're supposed to do every single play. And if things go bad, we want to see them respond the right way. Things go good, we want to play the next play. Just move on and press on and progressively get better. And let's see where things wind up in November. You know, that's the primo goal. So,
and some of that takes care of itself, doesn't
that's
it?
That's exactly right. You do your part and things. And that's the thing from last week, you know, that I think our kids believed what I was saying. But when you see it happen, it just strengthens that faith, that hope, those expectations get even greater. And I think it will play into our hands. I think we'll be focused more. I thought today was a really great practice. I thought our kids were more focused. I think things are... You know, Shane Simpson gets on here, and I didn't tell him to say that stuff.
Yeah, he knows.
I mean,
that's
what he wants to do.
And he said to say, like I said, he said it to me behind your back today.
And that's it, man. That's what we're trying to do, and we don't just say that on the practice field. That's not a game deal. That is every day. That's your classroom. That's your house. That's where you're, you know, if you're in the store, we want to make great decisions. We want to do it a certain way, and excited about – he's a competitor too, man. He's a competitor true and true, and excited to see him play Friday night because – I mean, we do want to win the game. We want to get that taste out of our mouth and be successful on the scoreboard, not just successful in terms of our definition of success. So,
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us once again. Thanks for everyone for joining us tonight. We're here at Dink's Famous Pit Barbecue live every Wednesday evening, 6 until 7 o'clock, broadcasted here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3, BartlesvilleRadio.com, the Bartlesville Radio app, and, of course, on KWONTV.com. Thanks so much to OK Federal Credit Union, the Dench's Family of Autos, Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist, and also a Dink's Pit Barbecue for bringing you the Jason Sports Show every Wednesday evening. Thanks to Coach Sport and Shane, and of course Trey Stumpf, who did a fabulous job as always, not only as board operator for this program, but as our director for the TV broadcast as well. So thanks so much to Trey.
Yeah, thanks Trey. You've done a great job Friday night, man.
Yep, he did. No question about it. So for Jason Sport, Shane Simpson, Trey Stumpf, I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll see a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick right here on K1 Friday night when Bartlesville takes on the Collinsville Cardinals.